This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In applying for Medicaid, homes don't count in the asset calculation. But there is a cap on home equity if you're single. That is either $560,000 or up to $840,000, depending on your state. Black, Hispanic, Asian American women, the Government Accounting Office found, were almost three times as likely as men of the same race to be subjected to humiliating strip searches. Black women in particular were more likely than any other group to be x-rayed in addition to being frisked, though they were less likely to be actually carrying drugs. The report also mentioned instances in which travelers were subjected to body cavity searches and monitored bowel movements. More than nine are dead so far in a truck parked in a Walmart parking lot in San Antonio involved in human trafficking. 39 were in the truck and 20 others are still in the hospital in rough shape. President of the Philippines reacting to a human rights hearing in the U.S. House of Representatives over his extrajudicial killing of 7,000 people in his drug war says he's not coming to the U.S. during or after his term, that he's visited America and it's lousy. Protests spread across Poland for a fourth day as the president faced growing pressure at home and abroad to veto bills that would dismiss the entire Supreme Court. Fortunately, he relented and vetoed two bills, surprising his party. Tuition at college and graduate school after scholarships and grants are factored in rose 1.9% in the year through June, broadly in line with overall inflation, Labor Department figures show. By contrast, from 1990 through last year, tuition grew at an average 6% a year, more than double the rate of inflation. In that time, the average annual cost for a four-year private college, including living expenses, rose 161% to about $27,500 a year, according to the College Board. Protests and anguish still roil Minneapolis and Australia over the police killing of an Australian-American who had called the police over concerns that sounds in the alley behind her home and then was shot. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.